This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
The Sounding Board scorecard for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. Jane.
Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong has accused Defence Minister Peter Dutton of amping up threats of war with China in the Taiwan Strait. Someone needs to take Dutton aside, give him a decent briefing and perhaps a cease and desist warning on the perils of toying with a superpower like China for home soil political gain.
Four. Six.
Nick Kyrgios hit the headlines recently when he called for the Australian Open to be cancelled, saying he didn't think it was morally right for unvaccinated players to be allowed into Melbourne to play at the Open or for athletes to be forced to be vaxxed. Nick cited the well-being of Melburnians as the motivation. Perhaps he needs to spare a thought for the tens of thousands of Melbourne businesses who are desperate for the Australian Open to deliver hundreds of millions of dollars of spending back into the local economy.
Ten.
Minus ten.
Nope. I bet you this is a question issue. Adele has asserted her place as one of the most influential entertainers in the world by getting Spotify to replace the shuffle function with a simple play button in the app, allowing listeners to actually listen to a full album straight through as the artist intended.
Zero.
Ten.
This one was suggested by Braden on Twitter. With the alleged disappearance of Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai after making sexual assault allegations against a former Chinese vice premier, media outlets should do more to shine a spotlight on her predicament and ensure she's not in danger from maltreatment by Chinese authorities.
Nine.
Five.
The federal government should have been more proactive in educating Indigenous communities about the importance of COVID vaccines. It's a disgrace that they've waited 18 months to send ambassadors like Ernie Dingo and Jonathan Thurston to remote communities when COVID has already made its way into these areas.
Ten.
Five.
Independent Senator Jackie Lambie has blasted One Nation's vaccine discrimination bill, accusing Pauline Hanson of thriving on discrimination. Judging by the positive support for Jackie on social media, her stance against Hanson will do a lot to improve her political standing.
Eight.
Four.
Men and women need to wake up to the fact that any explicit images or sexting exchanges could one day become public after reports that hackers are accessing people's private devices and blackmailing users by threatening to expose intimate content.
Ten.
Six.
North Melbourne Football Club has celebrated reaching debt-free status as a club. Surely the expectation should be that clubs do make money. It's a strange thing to celebrate.
Eight.
Six.
Protesters who last week massed on Parliament in Melbourne against proposed pandemic laws, toting a gallows and calling for Dan Andrews to be lynched, should be charged with public decency offences. Sure, they have the right to protest, but their actions incite violence and should be punished.
Ten.
Yeah, ten on that one too.
So I'm strong on that. Terrible thing.
Oh.
The North Melbourne question was in two parts. That's why I sort of sat a bit on the fence with six. The expectation should be that clubs make money. So, yes, I agree with that part. It's a strange thing to celebrate in normal circumstances, yes. But that said, I admired the PR and the showmanship of trying to build a positive narrative for your club. So I said six. 10 on the texting. People are going to be coming to more pressure on that, no question, within the hacking era. Eight for Jackie Lambie, because it's got us even talking about it on the sounding board, not that we're any example, but it's positive. I think the federal government doing all it can, but it's great. It's never too late to go. Five. With Peng Shuai, I don't think – I said five because I think the media are doing heaps now. So I know the question is we should do more, but I reckon the media is doing a great job in this.
Did you buy the IOC involvement in this?
Weird.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what to make of that.
And Adele and Spotify, I thought it was great from both to pay respect. I said minus 10 on Nick Kyrgios, but
pay respect to what?
I'm actually listening to an album straight through instead of shuffle.
I thought it was great.
Who cares?
My bad on the Nick Kyrgios. I misread the question, I think. It was a long question, in fairness to me.
Sorry. It was a long question, Jay.
It's eight lines of questions. So yeah. I changed my mind the whole way through the question, trying to unpick it. In hindsight, I should have said 10. Nick, shut up. You're an idiot.
I gave it 10 because I don't care for Nick Kyrgios' view on one thing.
I agree with the supporting business, but I thought I was doing that by minus. So
no,
I got confused.
I think you did.
And then Peter Dutton, I do worry at times about the China I understand it in one sense, but...
You worry about it, do you?
I worry about
it. What are you worried about?
I don't think we really want to be making an enemy out of our biggest trading partner.
But you got to go, Hutchie.
This has been the question. Oh, so you go, Damo?
No. Look. The only thing the Indigenous issue with the federal government, I think like most things, it's just way too slow. So that's why I gave that 10. The protesters who had the hanging devices and the gallows there, they need to be dealt with under the law in my eyes too. So I've given that one a 10. And I couldn't care less, like Matt Doran, for Adele's music. So I gave that 0 just simply for that reason.
There we go.
That was the Sounding Board scorecard for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.